Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Just a little bit by way of explanation again. These two sheep translocations that you have before you today. The first one, Little Bighorn, the sheep translocation. This is what was shared with the commission back in June, the proposal. We have taken it out for public comment and environmental assessment. I would like to point out that there's been an awful lot of cooperation amongst a number of different organizations, the wool growers, landowners, Forest Service, Wild Sheep Foundation. There's just been an awful lot of support, an awful lot of coordination. One thing I'd like to point out, and this really applies to virtually anything that we solicit public comment on, oftentimes people may get the perception that the amount of comment that we receive accurately represents the proportion of people that either oppose or support something. Oftentimes what this does is a really good job of defining the breadth of perspectives out there, but it doesn't really well define the proportion of people who feel in a particular way. So that being said, we haven't had any opposition to the Little Belt Bighorn release. We did have one comment that came from the wool growers that caused a substantive amendment to the, they were supportive of the proposal, but the region felt it was important to include their comment and address it. And that was largely to indicate that should a disease outbreak occur following release of sheep within the Little Belt, that we clearly didn't want to be pointing any fingers at livestock producers or anybody for the activity that we were doing. Any responsibility falls squarely upon the department for the action that we're taking. This was this is implicit in this release, would be the approval to take about 50 bighorn sheep from the source herd. We're looking at the herd along the Missouri Breaks, HD 482. In July, there was a survey that was conducted there, and they observed 460 sheep. 241 of those were ewes. Clearly, this population is over objective. This is also a population that we're hunting. We have a ewe hunt in there, as well as my understanding. And all of this is going to help us meet our management objectives there, but will also help us expand that populations into the new areas. With that, be willing to try to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission vote to approve the environmental assessment and endorse the department's plan to reintroduce and restore bighorn sheep to the Little Belt Mountains in central Montana.
Second. I've never been able to vote on one of these as a final. And so I'm awful excited. In all the years that I wish Willie Dahl was around. So I stepped out of line a little bit there, but obviously I'm excited about this, but Rich, this is your region. And it's kind of that weird overlap of ours, but it's your folks in region 4. So please, would appreciate your thoughts and comments at this time.
I think this is a very good proposal. I visited with the region 4 staff, as was mentioned, 462 over there is overpopulation. The one concern that I had, and I think they've addressed, is there are a lot of these diseases are already in this herd over there, and there is some concern, but not a lot, on when we relocate them, if it will stir something else up. I think it's well worth the risk. The other thing is, I'm very happy to see the Montana wool growers endorsing this and working with the department. Goes both ways. The department is working with them. I agree with you, Chairman. To me, it's exciting. that's something that dates back quite a number of years where we've told the department we would like to see areas relocated versus going out of state, and they are fulfilling that. So I would like to thank the department in that regard. So yes, I hope this goes forward. I think it's exciting and we need it.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Zucker. Any further comment or discussion from the commission? Comment from the public. I know there's some people that want to comment here before we take the vote. So please go ahead and make yourself known so that we can admit you to the meeting.
Yes, this is Kurt Alt again, Chairman Colton, fellow commissioners, Director Williams. My name's Kurt Alt. I'm with the Wild Chief Foundation and the Montana Wild Chief Foundation. I work for both. I'm the conservation director for both Montana and international programs. And I want to start off by first commending the department, the regional staff, you know, certainly Corey and Jay, Colby and Corey Lucker, have an outstanding job in bringing coalition together. But I also want to commend the Montana Wild Chief Foundation, the work that they've done with the wool growers, and I want to really commend the wool growers, the work they've done with the wild sheep interests to open up some opportunities that we just haven't been able to get to for a while. And so I really want to commend the Montana group of wild sheep interests and wool growers, and certainly National has been there behind the scenes trying to support wherever they can. And I really want to also add my voice to the list of people that are collaborating on this project. This is a project with collaboration, not just support, but collaboration and funding. Montana Wild Chief Foundation has committed funds. Wild Chief Foundation has committed funds. We know that SCI and SCI Foundation will be a partner to this, and many others. And that's a direct result of your regional staff really working and reaching out to some of the organizations to help support this. And I just can't say enough good words about what Region 4 and Helena's staff have done to put this together. And I really thank all the partners, and this is the way things should get done. I'm as excited as you guys are. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt, and thanks to the Wild Chief Federation in Montana and for all that you do across the globe, frankly, for Wild Chief. We have another commenter, 432. You're admitted into the meeting.
Hi, commissioners. This is Nick Gbach again with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I'll echo some of Kurt's statements. We really want to thank the commission and the department for moving forward on this. You know, we've now had our sheep plan in place for 10 years, and while we moved a herd in the Madison Range farther south, this is the first time we're really establishing, or in historic habitat, reestablishing a herd. So we think that's progress with sheep, and we know sheep are struggling in many areas. And so I think it's just all around great work by both the department staff and the commission. So thanks for doing this. It's a great project.
Thank you, Mr. Gbach, and thank you for your efforts in the years on these projects as well. I mean, we've talked a lot about different reintroductions over the years. Further public comment on the Little Mouse reintroduction?
Chair Colton, we have no additional further comment.
Okay, back to the commission. A further comment or discussion from the commission? Well, again, just thanks again to Region 4 and to Corey and to Gary and to the area biologists for their work on this and the manner in which they engage the public and work from a standpoint of cooperation and upfront informing everybody and getting a buy-in and a coalition. If there's no further comment, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. We've got a couple items here. They're going to take a while, and we can probably run out the end of the meeting, but I think we should maybe take 10 or 15 minutes. Does that make sense with everybody?
Chairman, I think we have the Tendoy sheep